Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive, positively getting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road for my dad's birthday on the March 4th. We're going to be celebrating 1966 and my friend Dan Rogers. We're going to be over at Gertrude's, my cousin John Shields' place, having some crab cakes, maybe even some vegan crab cakes, and I'm having a long lunch there. That is on the 4th of March. On the 6th of March, we return to Costas in Dundalk for my dad's birthday. Great guest, Alan and Luke are going to come talk some baseball, big baseball preview there. And then on the 10th of March, new location, Masoni's in White Marsh, Perry Hall area. Looking forward to getting some meatballs up there and sitting in the bar and having a spring hootenanny. All brought to you by friends at the Maryland Lottery, GBMC. Our newest sponsors at Farnan and Dermer. They got the stink out of my house from my HVAC. They are the comfort guys. I'm a lot more comfortable. This guy gets a little more comfortable during the tax season here as he tries to help people with their money and figure things out here. But more than anything, you're a hockey guy. You
Yes,
consider
sir.
yourself a patriotic guy, and I'm not going to
Yes,
bring up
sir.
Ohio State or Lex Wexner or any of that Ohio State stuff for you this week, or
Don't bring it
Cash
up. That's
Patel,
right.
who's the FBI guy running around who should
Having
be
a
under a
beer.
prison. But
Having a beer.
nonetheless, Team USA. Team USA did what,
Across the board.
yeah, boys and girls, all the way.
Stunning. Stunning. It was a appointment television. And I dare say that there were bars that were opened much earlier than their normal
All of our sponsors were
hours,
open early. The Basement was open at 8 a.m. in
all over the
Catonsville.
country,
Cooper's, nor everybody. And I'm
all
thinking
over the
they don't even know
country.
the rules of hockey, these
No,
people.
no. I mean, a lot of people tune in that didn't know the rules. All they know is you got to put that little black thing in the net there, and you get a point. And if you have more points at the end of the day, you win. That's
And
what
what
people
happened
know.
to the blue and the red tail? They took that away. Remember
They,
that?
oh, that was such garbage. Oh my God, that was the worst. But I'll tell you, it's funny now. Post game, I'm sure you've heard it. Well, let's start with the good things. Over the weekend, the USA women won the gold medal hockey. They were phenomenal. I don't know if you caught any of the women's hockey, but there were, I think it was five or six games that you had to play to win the gold, depending upon your standing and the round robin and whether you got a bye or
I
not.
watched a lot of the Sweden game
Okay. They
before.
allowed the US women allowed two. I think it was two goals in six games. Two goals. The goaltender was incredible, the defense was incredible. If I remember, they outscored their opponents something 35-2, something of that ilk. They were dominant. They destroyed everyone. One overtime, was it one overtime game? Yeah, the last game, Canada for the cup, overtime game, golden goal, tough fight into the zone, put it past the Canadian goalie, 2-1 win, extraordinary, or 3-2, whichever it was, but it was extraordinary. And then Sunday morning TV, 8 a.m., watching the U.S. Canada hockey final, the best of the best in the world. And we're not talking about the miracle in 1980 where you had ragtag college kids put together by Herb Brooks. If you haven't watched it, watch the movie Miracle, one of the best ever.
By the way, I was at a Conway Twitty concert that night at the Baltimore Civic Center, February 22nd, 1980. I remember getting in the phone booth and calling my dad, and my dad told me the U.S. had won. So we didn't have, we didn't have texts back then. We didn't have
Right.
beepers back.
No,
We had
there
no
was
way to
no
know.
ESPN. There
So
was
I
nothing.
you and the game wasn't on till the next morning anyway.
Right.
So, but
Right.
right. So I mean, it just times have changed. But
It's
you
unbelievable.
were a hockey fan. Even before 80, right? Like
Oh
you
yeah.
were on
Oh
that.
yeah.
You
Yeah,
were a
yeah, yeah.
Dennis Mirook guy,
Yeah, yeah,
right? Back
yeah.
in the
Way
day, right?
before 80. I mean, from the time I was a little kid.
Yeah, I was a hockey fan in 82,
80 was
so
just
or in
amazing.
1980. So like I wasn't the guy like even being like a soccer fan when the World Cup comes, and I never played soccer
No,
as a kid, but
no.
I have appreciated soccer over my adulthood in a way where
Sure.
I wasn't watching Maradona score in 86. And when John Eisenberg was running around Mexico City and going to those World Cups back when I worked at the Sun, I didn't know, like, soccer to me was Kenny
The only
Cooper,
guy I knew was Pele. Pele was the only guy I knew.
Yeah, but I guess the point is we all
Yeah,
love curling the last 2 weeks, right?
it's
Like
something to
we all love
watch.
curling. My wife has
Start
watched more
figure out the
bobsled
rules.
and luge. I mean, every time I've watched my wife watching the big television here, now
Yeah.
she's been peacocking in the other room all day long with her iPad during the day, watching a lot of hockey, quite frankly. But at night, it's been luge, it's been ski jump, it's been a lot of that. And these are not, Leonard, it's not normal. I don't watch this ever. So when I'm watching it, you and I've talked about judging versus like, but hockey, we're all into, and you and I are
All in.
into it. It's
All in.
wild to watch
It's
people who, if I would say, do
fantastic.
you want to go to a hockey game? They wouldn't in a million years want to go to Hershey or DC or to a Flyers game.
But they had 8
But they were
o'clock
out of
appointment
bed at 7 in the
TV.
morning drinking shots
And
with
you
the
know what's
USA.
incredible? You talk about we get to the point of the judging versus scoring. Everyone knew the rules. Everyone played the tournament by the rules. In fact, our friends to the north in Canada won, I don't know if it was one or two games in overtime, 3-on-3 overtime. They won a game during the tournament and were very happy to have played and won in overtime. Everybody was happy. And then the big, mighty U.S. comes along. And if you watched it and you don't know hockey, God bless. If you watched it and you know hockey, there is 100% certainty that in periods 2 and 3, Canada kicked our butts. They were all over the U.S. They had incredible speed, finesse. Their top shooters were out there. It seemed like every other line. My goodness, Fantilli, McDavid, and MacKinnon were an incredible line that was. It's just ridiculous that the three of them could play together. Put Tom Wilson on the line every now and then for some toughness. They were out finessing, out skating, out shooting. The U.S. was in their defensive zone. I don't know the clock on it. I would be willing to bet at least 3 quarters of the period in the second and the third. And then overtime, 3-on-3. Everybody knew it was
I don't
coming.
like 3-on-3
Well, here,
for the medal. I don't like that. I don't like penalty kicks in soccer. I don't
I don't
like home
either.
run derbies that
I
decide
don't
who
either.
wins.
I don't either. I don't
Yeah,
like it either. Before
it's
it
not.
started, I said to Kathy, I said,
It's
this is
not a
bunk.
friggin' exhibition. It's for
This is
gold
bunk. This
medal.
is for gold. They should play 5-on-5 till this game is over because it would be phenomenal. But guess what? They all knew the rules ahead of time. Those were the rules. They played by the rules. That's the way the game is played. And sure enough, US almost had a 0-on-2 against, but Hughes flicked the puck away. They chased it down. A beautiful pass, a beautiful goal, and Canada hasn't stopped crying since.
See, I don't think 3-on-3
Three on
hockey,
three isn't
3-on-3
real
hockey to
hockey.
me isn't real hockey, and it's
Well,
not,
here's the thing.
the
Here's the
game's not
thing.
meant to be played that way
Well, it's meant to
for
be played
me.
that way because just like every other sport has evolved for television
Get
and
it
the
over with.
audience,
Yeah.
it evolved because nobody wanted 7 periods and Pat LaFontaine scoring in the middle of the night on Easter. And so, could you imagine that game being 4 more overtime periods and running into the closing ceremonies? What would
Well,
they have
to
done?
me, you play at least 20 minutes of 5-on-5, and then think about 4-on-4. But
Right. I get it. I
you
get it.
know, and
All
soccer
I'm
pulling
saying
guys
is,
off at the end, pulling
no,
guys
all
off
I'm
and playing
saying
10-on-10 in
is,
soccer would be better for me in any way than shootouts, right?
I get
So
it.
if we're
I
talking
get
about
it.
how to decide a championship, yeah. And
The
by the
only thing
way.
I'll say is the rules were the rules. Everybody knew it ahead of time. It's not like it was a surprise. And as I said, the Canadians, from their Stanley Cup winning coach to their superstars, well, a couple of their superstars, not all of them, just a couple, have been whining for 24 hours and 48 hours and screaming and hollering that guess what? They
Well, it
got
means more to the
jabbed.
Canadians than it means to the Americans in a
Well,
general
too
sense.
bad.
And I also think
They knew the rules. They played by the rules. And
that's
as to
not
your
even the
point,
point I'm making,
no, but
Leonard.
my point is as to your point with your wife of judging versus scoring, this was clearly a score, clearly a goal, the golden goal. Jack Hughes will go down depending. I mean, it will go down as a big win, and that picture of him will go down forever as a great sports photo, whoever took it. But it will go down in big time history if, heaven forbid, they take another 40 years to win one. Assuming they win another one
I think the
soon, it'll
day it
just
gets
be
brought
the.
up is the day that Kash Patel's in prison for his crimes, and
Oh, stop
so when
it.
that happens, they'll
Stop it.
remember the gold medal,
Yeah,
and
that's
maybe
it.
he
He'll be
gets one
right next
too.
to James Comey in the same cell. They can kiss each other goodnight.
Well, if you break the law, I like
If
to
you
have them
break the
all held
law,
accountable.
if you break the law and create a hoax about the president
Redacting
and
daddy's
Russia,
names from a
that's right. If
pedophile
you take
account
Russia, if you
is an
bring
issue.
Russia to the Congress and make
Either
a
way, we should
president,
all be able to agree that the leader of the FBI shouldn't be in the locker room
be
drinking beer.
impeached from
That would be
nothing
nothing.
because we've come up with a Russia hoax,
Leonard
then you
Raskin
should
is
go to
here.
jail
He
just the same.
manages money on behalf of Raskin Global. And so I would just say on the hockey side of things, in regard to the world order and
Yes.
sports too, as we go into this World Baseball Classic where half the teams are going to have half their
Yeah.
players missing from spring training.
Yep.
I would say for me, the my country against your country, I didn't like it at all when we weren't sending our best. Now we send our best. Hockey has been the one that has leaned into it more than even the World Baseball
Well, they
Classic.
didn't the last two Olympics.
But the All-Star games that they have
Oh, yeah.
turned into,
A world classic
you
kind of
know,
thing.
Ovi's going to play for Russia and they're our
Yes.
friends and they
Yes.
only murder the political.
Well,
Navalny's murdered, by the way.
there's the one thing that you got to recognize also in the tournament is there was no Russian team. They're banned from the Olympics for everything, and you didn't have a Russian team in there, so you get all that kind of stuff going on. Like, did they really win against the best? Would the Russians have had a chance
Well, we had the
against
same thing
either of
going on
them?
in '84 in
Right.
Moscow and
No,
everything that happened here.
absolutely. Absolutely. I'm just saying there's always something. You always have something going on in the world that makes it some political nonsense that you got to deal with. So
So I'm
they
watching the
did.
closing ceremonies with my wife on Sunday. It was in the afternoon. It was weird. I'm like,
Yeah.
it's over already? I saw
Right.
the
It's
symphony and I
over.
saw the dances and I saw all the Italian art and all that. It's not for me. It was like a big Super Bowl halftime show.
Well,
And the
that's what it is.
announcer sounds like they're doing the Rose Bowl parade. So it's
Yes.
like everything's
Yes.
afloat. So
Right.
I'm watching it and they brought some young ladies out. There was a Sweden girl that won the thing and they did the Swedish. And then the three Norwegians where I watched the cross country skiing, which
Right,
I
that
did in
dude.
Lillehammer. My wife doesn't believe, but I did cross country skiing in Lillehammer,
Six
Norway.
gold medals, man. That
That
dude.
guy's unbelievable, right? Like
Crazy.
he and his buddy
Skiing
went down the mountain
uphill.
for 2 hours and 23 minutes, and the last 3 minutes he looked at his buddy, laughed, walked up the hill
And left him.
and
Left him.
just left him behind. So they do the Norwegian national anthem, and I'm like, that's nice. Then they did the Greek national anthem, and I turned to my wife with all the flippancy, and Dennis Kolatsos, all my Greek friends are going to be mad. I'm like, why the hell are they playing the Greek national anthem? And she's like,
First ever.
they invented it, dude. I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot about
That's
that. And
right.
I'm thinking to myself,
Invented the
when the
Olympics.
Greeks invented this, did they really realize the Russians wouldn't be playing hockey 1 year and we wouldn't be playing there and we would
No.
ban this and we would ban that and the Epstein Island would come and screw everybody
Nope.
up and the
Nope.
King of England's in jail and like all, like,
King's not in
well, the
jail.
prince, yeah,
The
whatever. He
prince.
would have been the king. Could
No,
have been the
he
king.
wouldn't. He.
He could be king anything at this point.
He ain't gonna be
King
king anything
wishful
except in a
thinking.
cell next to Comey.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you honestly sit on my show and think that Donald Trump wasn't involved in this? Do
I
you
can.
literally
I
believe he
can.
was not involved?
I
You believe
absolutely do
Donald Trump
not
had nothing
believe.
to do with Jeffrey Epstein? You believe that?
No, I don't believe he had nothing to do with him, but I don't believe anything you're saying that he is in any way, shape, or form involved as a pedophile on Epstein Island. Now, I do believe that all
Never
the
there.
pictures.
Everybody else was there, but he
I don't
was
know if
not
he's
there.
ever been there. That doesn't
Okay.
mean he did anything that you're asserting. I don't
You
have
don't think
any
any of
evidence
the
to
rape allegations, the 20 women, the evidence that Kash
against
Patel,
him, against
you
Trump
don't
at
believe
Epstein
Donald Trump
Island.
could have been involved. You don't believe he's capable of abusing a woman. Do you
No,
believe
that's
that or do you
not.
not believe that?
No, I believe he's capable of that, but I don't believe that
Do you
at
believe he should
this.
be tried and
No.
that witnesses
For
should be
what?
heard? Do
For
you believe
what?
witnesses should be heard?
For what?
For rape. Do you believe if someone accused him of a
I
crime
think if they have, they would
that he
have
should be
come
tried?
forward. I think if they had, they would have come forward. I haven't
What
seen
put you
that.
on his team so much? I really like, what do you believe in Donald Trump? What do you believe he's an
Okay,
honest man?
so let's go back a minute. Okay, let's go back and talk about
Well,
when he
Kash Patel's in that
time
locker
out,
room because
time
of him.
out, time
Because of
out.
him.
Of course, timeout. The reason he won the two elections that he won is because his competition was shit. Okay? And in the middle one, nobody knows what happened in that one. And you can believe what you want. I don't believe that there was a rigging of the election, but there were certainly some irregularities in a number of places that may have switched that election. And he might not be there right now because he would have been there before. I don't know those facts. Okay? I wasn't in the room. I'm not there.
Well,
But
people write to me and
I
ask me how
would,
you believe
hang
in
on,
Donald Trump. I'd
hang
love to
on,
hear this.
hang
So,
on. I would 150% vote for him again if my choice was the disgusting, okay, overbearing, lying, cheating, stealing Hillary Clinton every single time that I had the opportunity to do so. She is a wretched woman who did nothing good during her entire life relative to politics. She stole money from the government. She gave uranium to the Russians. She is a terrible person. And if I wake up tomorrow morning dead, I have not committed suicide. There are plenty of people in her Earth orbit who have, sadly, more than any one person could possibly know in their Earth orbit that have done similar. In the second election,
you
he
think
ran
she's
against
a
an
worse person than
incompetent,
Donald Trump?
absolutely positively.
Wow. Okay.
In
All
the
right.
second election, he ran against an incompetent old fool who we elected for 4 years, got to be the president of this country, and did nothing but damage to this country for 4 straight years, economically, structurally, culturally. Everything he did was terrible. And now he had to run the second time against a joke of a woman called Kamala Harris who couldn't find her way to the bathroom in a hall of toilets. Okay, this woman was totally incompetent, would have no position to run this country whatsoever. And so, given the choice, I choose the man who is, I believe, is going to be better for the country, better for the economy, better for the border, better for all the things that make America what it is. And the next time, we'll have different choices because neither Biden nor Trump will be running for
Do you think it's
office.
okay that his name was redacted from the Epstein files?
No,
Again
but
and
I don't
again
know
and
what it
again and
was
again.
redacted for. I don't know what it was
Wouldn't it
redacted
be nice to
for.
know that?
Sure, I agree. Everything should have been put out. Everything in that file should have been put out. We'll have to see what the Clintons have to say when they come to the Congress to talk about it. There are multiple videos and pictures of Bill being down there. You hear Hillary say, "I didn't know him. I didn't know his girlfriend." Meanwhile, she was at their daughter's wedding. Interesting to see how that plays out in Congress. I think every single bit of that nonsense, whatever it is, should be out for the public to see. If we're going to show some of it, we should show all of it. That, I believe, absolutely should have been put out. It should have been put out while Biden was president. He had the House, he had the Senate, he had the White House. Why didn't he release it for 4 years? Why didn't Obama release it for 8 years? He had it all. If there's It could have been released while Epstein was still alive. Didn't happen.
That's very easily researched. I'm letting you go because it's your segment, but that the notion that Biden could have released it or
He
Trump
could
could have
have
released it the first time,
absolutely. Absolutely.
and
If
you
they
think
had it,
Epstein committed suicide under Donald Trump's
I
watch
have no
in
idea what
jail.
he did. I have no
Okay.
idea what he did. Do you think he did?
Well, I know the tapes are missing.
I know. So, what do you think? Do you think somebody killed him?
I don't think he was killing himself when he was testifying and was looking forward to testifying, and all of his writing was talking about testifying.
Okay. So, here's the thing: the Republican people that look at this, for just so you know, think Hillary and Bill had him killed.
Oh, okay.
The Democrats think Trump had him killed. So, guess what?
Hillary and Bill had him killed while Bill
Because they were going
Clinton
to.
hasn't run this country in
It
30
doesn't
years.
matter. It doesn't matter. He's the standard
He could
of
get into the
the
jail
Democrat
in a
Party.
Republican system to have Epstein. I
What
mean,
do you mean a
the
Republican
stretch.
system? What
Trump was
Republican
running the
system?
country 3.5 years at the point where Epstein was killed. It was
It's irrelevant.
2019.
It's irrelevant. There's plenty of people
It's not
there's
irrelevant.
plenty of
He
people
was
in
the
this
key
country that
witness,
would not
and
have
he was
wanted.
Donald Trump's best friend. Donald Trump wrote
No,
him
please. That's
birthday cards.
ridiculous. That's ridiculous. You're reading too much of the press, my friend. That's
No, I'm
ridiculous.
reading the Epstein files. I'm not
Okay.
reading the press.
Okay.
You since the first time you got elected. So I'm not affected by that. I'm a
Okay.
news hound. I'm an information hound. Much like you're a money hound, I'm an information hound.
I
I
got
know
it.
where to get legitimate information, and I
I get
know
it.
what's bullshit. That's been my
Well,
gift through life, is to know a bullshit detector.
there you, I'm
So
with you.
when I see
I'm with you.
redactions, the issue with me with Trump is just dishonesty top down. And the amazing part is I have friends in my life, and you're not the only one, that thinks he's an honest person. This, and
No,
brings up Hillary
there are
Clinton. Hillary
things.
Clinton means
There
nothing to
are
me. Bill Clinton,
things.
me, they're not running the country.
No,
This
but you got
guy's
to go
running the
back to the
country.
originations of things that occurred relative to what your beliefs are about whatever they are. Okay? It all started, unless you tell me otherwise,
My belief
it
with
all
Donald Trump was a
started.
television guy until he came on and started debating and lying repeatedly over and over and over again, and grabbed them by the pussy and making fun of handicapped people and being a closet racist. Then he is an overt
Oh, come
racist at
on.
this
That's
point.
ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's the most stupid statement you make. I mean, come on. The man was hailed by all, and was friends with and stood with Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Oprah Winfrey. You name the person that was in his life that came to him
Jesse
for
Jackson died
endorsement.
last week, and he
Exactly.
insulted Barack Obama over Jesse Jackson's death. But none
That's
of this is
trite.
acceptable.
It's trite. No, I get it. I
None of
get
it's
it, but
acceptable. None of it you would want your son doing. None of
he and
this
Jesse
you're.
Jackson were not just close, but he supported him. He funded him. He helped. He endorsed him back when he ran for president when Trump was not in politics. He was not a racist until he became a Republican president. Then he suddenly became a racist. The man was on The View more than you and I have met until he became president and they didn't like
The
him. And
man
then
was trying to
suddenly,
run for president the whole time. That's what that was about.
40 years ago,
He still has you believing in him. So God, he's
40
doing
years
something.
ago,
He, you know,
40 years
you talk
ago, he
about
was running
believing
for
the media.
president. Come
The
on.
media you believe has you having confidence
Hillary.
in a man that most people in my life think is the biggest piece of shit to ever walk the
And
face of
I
the
think
earth.
that two of the last three
And
presidents
he
are the
proves it
same.
every time he calls a
And I
woman
think
fat or biggie or he
two
lies.
of the three last presidents were the same.
I find it
I think Biden
fascinating
was an
that
outright crook.
you could fall out of love with John Harbaugh as the Ravens coach. You could fall
Yeah.
out of love with Cal Ripken as an Oriole player.
I'm
But the
not
people that
defending
are in
Trump.
on Trump,
No,
there's
I'm not defending
nothing.
him.
If a
No.
video
Time
were to
out.
surface of
Time
him
out.
defiling 14-year-old girls,
Then that would be prison
that would
worthy.
get you off him. I'm
Absolutely.
trying to
I
figure
haven't
out what's
seen a
gonna
thing.
the insurrection and get you off him.
No, that was
All the
nonsense.
lies don't get you
He
off him.
I watched that speech. There was no such thing as him telling people to storm the Capitol. That was a bunch of people that did what they did. If you watched the whole tape and you saw the tape, there was nothing there that said that. That's nonsense.
I saw Jack
Okay.
Smith testify, so I'm,
Come on.
yeah.
That
Who
panel,
was?
you're going to listen to because they brought in their witnesses to say what they said. I watched the speech on January 6th that he gave at the Capitol, near the Capitol. There was nothing said whatsoever about storming the Capitol and doing anything.
He did nothing to
Nonsense.
stop it once it started.
He
This
did
is, I watched
absolutely.
it.
He did
It's
absolutely.
amazing that two
Who's in
humans
control? Who's in control
can
of
see things
the
happen in
Capitol
front of them
protection?
and judge it.
Who was in control of protection of the Capitol? I believe that's the Speaker of the House. Ask Nancy why she didn't want the National Guard there. You find out from
Yeah.
her.
Well, ask Mike Pence how that day went. Leonard
The day
Raskin's
went
here.
just
We
as it was
clearly
supposed to at
disagreed
one
on a day
point.
after the U.S. wins. But the only reason I brought this up is because Kash Patel was being a complete unprofessional
Was hanging
jackass.
out with the guys having a
Dude,
drink after the game.
he runs the FBI. That's not. If that would have happened in the Clinton administration, he would have fired the FBI director. So,
He
like,
could. He
so
could.
that's really, you know,
I get it.
there's
I
some
get it.
decorum involved here,
I
and
get
there,
it.
and I'm all for enthusiasm, but I'm also for, like, there needs to be some propriety in all the things we're doing, which is, you're telling me Russia was banned because they're bad guys and Trump stands with Putin. So there's another that we didn't bring that
Oh,
up. That has nothing to
please.
do. Yeah, that
Okay.
so
Okay. Yeah, they're best friends. They're best friends, Ness. That's it.
he
Come
has
on.
Putin's picture on the wall in the White House. You know this, right? I'm not
Okay.
making this up.
Okay. So they're not best friends. He's not taking orders from Russia. Come on. It's ridiculous. It's
Okay, and he's
ridiculous.
not doing anything to help the Ukraine either.
Well, they've done a lot to hurt themselves as well.
He brought the Ukrainian leader into the White House and insulted him in front of the world in the middle of a war. It's
Okay.
weird. It's
I
not
agree.
okay. It's
I agree. It's kind of
Donald Trump
weird.
does a lot of things that aren't okay, and that's
I
my
agree.
point. And at
I
some
agree.
point, I
But
would
my
hope
point
my
is,
good thinking friends like
no,
you
but my
would at
point
least open your
is,
mind to the
given the
fact that
choice,
he might be a criminal. Let's say
no,
he
but
might be a criminal.
you
That's all.
asked why, how, and what I said was, given the choice of who the options were, in my opinion, sadly, in our
That's where you
country,
have it. Okay.
sometimes you got to take the lesser of two evils. And I thought the other three options were dreadful.
Well, I hope Jesse Minter's an upgrade over John Harbaugh, and I
Here's
hope Craig
hoping.
Albernaz is an upgrade over
Here's hoping.
whatever we had last year. I'm
We're
writing
going to
them
find out.
letters. Well, it's
We're going to
March
find
letters.
out.
I'm a man of letters, so I'm going to be writing letters. There's a Dear John Harbaugh letter coming this week. There's actually a letter to the New York media in covering John Harbaugh and to the fans for expectations. And we're also going to have letters to Mike Elias and Eric DaCosta. And I'm going to welcome Pete Alonso to town because he seems like a good guy. He seems like.
Here's
Are you
hoping.
sold? So you're sold on Trump, but are you sold on the Orioles yet? Are you going to buy Oriole tickets at all or
Not
no? You're
going
not there
opening
yet.
day. We talked about that. I will definitely go this summer. There's no question. Nice, like I said, beautiful Friday night. Grab some tickets, go see a game. Sunday afternoon, go down there, do the brunch in the club level. I like the Sunday brunch. Hang out, watch a game. I'm all for it.
Well, you talk about your son all the time. I haven't talked about mine in a while, but he came by Friday and he actually thought to invite me to a Hershey Bears game. How about that?
Oh, there you
So,
go.
you know, I mean, there's something we don't
They're
think
still
about doing.
playing. They're still playing
So,
while
you and
the
I could go to
Olympics
a
are
Hershey
going
Bears
on.
game and eat
Sure.
chocolate, and we would have no rooting interest and have the greatest night of our lives. Just watch
Well, we'd have a
hockey.
rooting interest. We'd want Hershey to win.
Would we?
Yeah, they're the Caps farm team. Why not?
Oh, man, I never rooted for the Hershey Bears, dude. They played the Skipjacks too much back in the
Well,
day.
that's
Clippers,
back in
too.
the day. That's a different world. That's when they were somebody else's farm team and they were our enemies.
Dude, that'd be like them taking the Colts away and me being a Steelers fan. That wouldn't have happened, right? Or a
No,
Redskins
that's
fan. That
not the
wouldn't
same.
happen.
It's not the same.
Well,
No.
they took my team away, and you
It's
want me to
like,
adopt the Hershey Bears?
no, it's like,
I'll throw teddy bears. I'll go up, but I don't root
didn't
for
we
that.
used to have Rochester? We used to have Rochester, right?
No. Rochester was
No,
the
timeout.
Anarchs.
Okay, timeout. I'm talking baseball.
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 Oh,
Switching.
okay.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Switch
Yes.
sports.
Yes. We had the Rochester Red Wings for
We had
35
Rochester.
years. And then we had Ottawa. Then we
Then
had
they went
Tidewater.
away. Then
Right.
they went away, right? Then we have these different minor league teams. So if one of the minor league teams used to be somebody else's team, you can root for
Well,
them
you're
now that they're the
assuming I'm still a
Orioles.
Caps fan. I
Oh, well, there you go. Okay, so who is the
You know when
minor
I
league
stopped
team of
being a
the
Caps
Thrashers?
fan? You know when I
Yeah,
stopped being a
when
Caps
they
fan?
didn't bring you the cup.
A. B is when I got on the phone with Zach Leonsis,
Yeah, and
who I
he
was
was a
doing trips
jerk.
with, who spoke to me like I was insignificant and my 40 years of being a Caps fan didn't matter and I should just be
And
lucky to have ever been involved in being a Caps fan.
right.
He
And now you.
spoke to me like it was a privilege
I
for me
get it.
to have supported the team for 40 years, waiting for them to win a Stanley Cup that they didn't bring to my town, that his old man lied to me about for years,
I
for a
got it. I
decade.
got
He
it.
lied to me. So I
So,
don't like liars. I don't like frauds. I don't like
okay,
rapists.
so
I don't
who?
like people that hang out with Putin. I don't like any of that. So yeah, I
So
don't like people
who?
that throw people that look like me in cages and try to build them in Hunt Valley.
Oh
So
my
I don't like
God.
any of that.
So
Not a fan.
who is the minor league team for the Predators?
What was always Milwaukee, wasn't it, before?
I don't know,
It was
but
Milwaukee
you
Admirals
could
for
go
years.
if they play the Bears, you should go to that game and then you'd have a rooting interest for some team
I
against
don't
the
know, dude.
Bears.
Can I make a full admission for you? I've watched a little bit of hockey the
Sure.
last couple of days, but I did
Yeah.
not get out of bed at 8 a.m. My wife
Oh.
did. My wife was in front of the screen. She had to leave during overtime to hit her yoga class. She
Oh
was
my
so
God.
bummed out. She missed the goal, but I met my wife at a hockey game. My wife
Yeah.
loves hockey.
I
I
get
love
it.
hockey, but
Right?
I have, and I don't have any. I'm not an angry old man. I'm really not. Like, people think I'm angry at the Orioles and the Ravens. I'm like, I just moved on and do other stuff with my life that I find more validating than
Get it.
fighting with Katie Griggs or Mark Fine about whether I'm really a media member or not,
I
or
get
fighting
it.
with you about whether Donald Trump is a criminal or not.
Right.
So I, it it just I spend much less of my time doing that, but
Right,
I do
because it's
find
useless.
that the hockey thing for me is just something, it hasn't passed me by. When it's on, I like it, I enjoy it.
I love it.
Basketball,
Love it.
I
I'm
don't
not
know. I've tried
interested.
the Terps a little bit here lately. I'm convinced that I don't like basketball as
I'll
much as I
watch
used
part
to
of
like basketball.
a college game. I love March Madness, but
But the
other than
hockey
that,
thing for me, once it's gone, and I know about the Gaudreau thing, we didn't even mention that, and
yeah,
that was a beautiful
magnificent,
thing for his
magnificent.
family and a
Yes, yes,
tragedy,
yes. Horrible, horrible.
and I'm happy the USA won, and I'm happy to live
Absolutely.
long enough for them to win another gold medal, because I remember when
Here's
they start
hoping.
rip hotel rooms apart and piss in the hotel rooms and destroy everything and
I
embarrass our country. I mean, I remember that
get
too.
it. I get it.
So I'm better for that, but I think hockey's the greatest game. You know what I
I
mean? So
agree. I
for them to
agree.
win and
By
for
far.
people to be exposed at 8 a.m., I think hockey's a better game than soccer. I think it's a better game than
I
baseball. I
agree.
know it's a better game than football.
I
I
agree.
think from a
It's
viewing
number one in my
standpoint,
world.
that if
Number one.
people turn on to hockey and want to go to a Bears game because of that, my son got into it. My son loves hockey, but my son, he said, "I'm thinking of going to the Bears game. Do you want to go?" And I'm like,
There you go.
"Yeah, I ain't been to a Bears game in a while. And now that I live on the north end of town," my son's like, "It's $20. You go sit on the glass." And I'm like, "All
Right.
right, maybe you could
Get a
talk to
Hershey bar and
No, I
enjoy
get
the
a
game.
milkshake. I'm going straight into the
Okay.
chocolate
Okay.
factory.
There you go.
I'm going to sing the song, get a big milkshake." Yeah, so
Beautiful.
all right, so
I'm
you
with
and
you.
I will do a Bears
We'll
game, all
do it.
right? We can agree on that. We can be peaceful with that.
Absolutely. I'm in. 100%.
When's the last time you went to a Hershey Bears game?
Oh, it's been years. Years.
And you live
Years.
closer to there than you live to
Yeah.
DC.
No, years. Way longer than the last Caps game I went to. No question. Years. My God.
Wake me when they play one last game back in the Hershey Park Arena. It's
No.
still there.
It ain't doing it.
You saw games there, right?
Yeah, back.
I have
Absolutely.
friends whose kids skate and they're part of the Squirts and the Midgets, and they play.
Yep,
They
yep.
played 2 weeks ago in the old barn.
That's it. That's
And
where
I'm
you go.
thinking, man, if you're a 12-year-old kid skating around, like right now, I haven't been on ice skates in years. My wife went ice skating up in Quebec. She got all
Yep.
sore. I said to her, "If you gave me an all skate slowly and carefully at the Hershey Park Arena and I could just skate around on the ice there, I would do it because I would think
Well,
that's
you
neat."
know, it, right, not only that, but used to back in the day be able to skate after the Clipper games at the arena.
I did that. I did that with my son.
Done that,
I did that.
absolutely. That's as good as it
I have
gets.
been on ice in the Baltimore Civic Arena
That's
down
as
there,
good as it
CNG Bank
gets.
Arena. All
That
right.
was fabulous.
I'm going to get down there, I think, next week for Barry Manilow, too. You go to the Manilow
No,
show?
never a fan.
He writes the
Sorry.
songs that make the whole world sing.
Okay, great. Never a fan.
Looks like we made it to the
Good.
end of the segment.
Indeed. Never
All
a
right.
fan.
No? All right. Leonard
Never a
Raskin, you
fan.
just won a lot of points by not being a Barry Manilow fan. You've
Hey,
earned
I
everybody
can't
back.
help it.
Even
Can't
the
help
Clinton
it.
supporters like you
Yeah,
now.
no. Yeah, no.
Leonard Raskin can be found at Raskin. Any tax things, anything we need to think about? Questions
No,
for
not
Leonard?
for today.
No? You're done? You're done with
I'm
me.
done for today.
All right. You want to say
Yeah, I got
USA,
it.
USA, USA?
USA, baby.
All right.
Jack
Back for more.
Hughes, broken chiclets and everything.
I wondered who was going to fix his teeth. I know that he had a lot of free offers.
I'm
Back for more
sure.
right after this.